You're listening to SBS News.
Beth Celestino and Dale Mills both worked in banking for more than two decades, but they say they were eventually forced into early retirement by an increasingly toxic workplace culture. Dale Mills says the performance pressure became too immense.
It's just so stressful. You just got to try and keep on top of it. You know what, I'd go out and have a bit of a cry sometimes, just overwhelmed.
For Filipino migrant Beth Celestino, there were potentially devastating health impacts.
My blood pressure went up and my heart affected with enlargement. The doctor said if I kept working under that condition, I was at risk of a stroke.
The 62-year-old migrant took stress leave and eventually left the bank.
I felt like there's no way for me to go back and work in such a condition. Yeah.
The ACTU says these stories are becoming all too common. Its survey of 25,000 workers finding 79% of respondents have been injured at work, while 61% have reported poor mental health because of bad management. More than half were aware of hazards in their workplace, and almost 80% thought fines were too low for employers to take safety seriously, with consequences for the mental and physical health of workers, according to nurse Erin Francis.
Mental health is both a rewarding and challenging environment. I've been assaulted twice in my workplace, which has left me with a long-term whiplash injury. Nurses working in all areas are exposed to risk of violence.
And the consequences can be deadly. ACTU Assistant Secretary Liam O'Brien says 80 Australians have already been killed at work this year.
Every one of these deaths is preventable. In addition, thousands more will die from workplace diseases. Our survey finds that nearly one in five workers knows someone who has been killed at work or has died from a workplace disease.
That's reigniting debate about the need for Australia-wide industrial manslaughter laws. The ACTU has also called for a crackdown on companies taking out insurance policies that will cover them for any penalties they may receive for failing to provide their employees with a safe workplace. Australia's peak union body says doing that simply reduces workplace deaths and injuries to just a part of the cost of doing business. Safe Work Australia is the statutory body set up by the government in 2008 to develop a national policy on health and safety and workers' compensation. It completed a mid-term review of its strategy in 2017, and on its website says it found it was sufficiently robust to accommodate the changing employment and industrial landscape until 2022. Up until 2022, the body says it is undertaking detailed analysis of the causes and controls of work-related fatalities, injuries and illnesses. Gareth Borum, SBS News.